It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Friday is brought to you by Visit Cleburne. And a little on this date in history, musically released a couple of big songs. 2000, it was on this date. Leanne Womack, I Hope You Dance. That got herself a Grammy Award and all sorts of great stuff. And it was on this year, hitting number one in the year
1987.
Well, talking about songs about things that, you know, romantically may have not worked out for one reason or another. Or one particular kiss cam.
Well,
but
could be anything with this one. Though no infidelity was ever alleged in this one.
That's why I hang
King George.
Tennessee.
One of his biggest signature tunes, 1987's All My Exes Live in Texas. And even the record label, by the way, when it was printing either the 45s at the time or the cassettes or on the album, they spelled it every different way you could think of when it came to the word exes.
Yeah.
E-X-E-S, E-X apostrophe S. One just had an X. It was the 80s, man. Anything happened. But it was written by Texan Whitey Schaefer and his wife Linda Schaefer, believe it or not, about all whites. And most of this, by his own admission, was true story based. Pretty much on every bit of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh.
That's not why he said he ever lived in Tennessee, but it did give it a nice little bow and a hook on the song. He said, it was a fun song for both of them to write together, and it got them and garnered them a Grammy Award, along with George Strait's, still to this day, only Grammy nomination. Of course, blending in the Texas locations and cities, Abilene, Temple, Galveston, and Texarkana. Whitey had tossed in the Brazos River, but George Strait changed it to the lesser known but personally important to him, Frio River. Here we go.
Oh.